Turning to Africa now, it's been nearly 2 years since Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe roundly defeated his presidential opponents. That made his grip on the country solid, and it ended a tenuous political marriage and power-sharing government. Robert Mugabe is 91 years old. He's been in office for the 35 years since the South African nation won independence from Britain. But Zimbabwe has not yet recovered from a crippling economic collapse that was 5 years ago, and it was marked by hyperinflation and enormous food shortages. NPR's Afebia Quistar is in Zimbabwe, and she is in the capital, Harare. Afebia, you've spent quite a bit of time there. How is the city changing?
Harare seems like a different city. I mean, all the sidewalks are literally covered in vendors, and they're selling everything from tomatoes to used clothing. I mean, Harare is usually quite an orderly, pretty low-key African city, but right now it seems that everybody is competing as a roadside vendor, spilling onto the streets, because that seems to be the only way that people can earn a living and can make some money to be able to look after their families.
So it sounds like the economy is doing very well. What is the status of job opportunities and the economy overall there?
Lisa, I don't think that can be a conclusion that the economy is doing well. The fact that there is food in some parts of Zimbabwe, of course, is much better than it was 5 years ago when they had a drought and people were going hungry and even starving. So, yes, the fact that people are on the street selling is in a way a good sign, because if you do have money, and this is now a US dollar economy as opposed to a billions of Zimbabwe dollar economy as it was, then it means that people are at least in a position to be able to buy food for their families. So I think if you look on the surface, Zimbabwe is better off than it was. But if you dig deep, people are still suffering.
Well, that brings us to the longtime president, Robert Mugabe, who's been in power since 1980. He recently turned 91 years old. He's the only leader that most young Zimbabweans know. Anytime he stumbles, literally stumbles in public or takes a spill, it seems to be front page news. What is he doing as president right now to see that people have jobs and enough money to send their kids to school?
The question many Zimbabweans are asking, how come after 35 years of independence that Zimbabwe, which used to have such a high literacy rate, that education seems to have gone down and many children should be in school but are not in school? So many people are saying to President Mugabe, come on, forget the politics. The politicians, they should be helping us and not talking about who will succeed President Robert Mugabe, because, of course, we are all mortal. And everybody must go in the long run.
Well, as they talk about a successor, meanwhile, Zimbabwe is again facing a drought. The UN World Food Program is warning about the fact that poor rains will inevitably mean food shortages yet again in this country, in southern Africa, that used to be the breadbasket of the entire region. What is the status of that potential drought right now?
Maize meal is the staple of Zimbabwe. Maize meal, corn meal is what they use for sadza, which is what everybody eats. Yesterday, I was not so far outside Harare, the capital, not even 100 miles. The grandmother of this family, where nobody seems to be working, she says, look, and she showed me the pile of corn cobs. She said, this is not enough to feed my family. We have problems because we're not going to have enough. When you talk to subsistence farmers, they say to you, we're not getting enough for our produce. We're not sure that we will be able to plant for the next harvest. This sounds like déjà vu, déjà entendu, the things I was hearing 5 years ago. Imports cost a fortune, and Zimbabweans are saying, no, we are meant to be feeding the region. The region is not meant to be feeding us.
One more question, Afebia. Since Zimbabwe has gone through such dire spells through the course of the past decades, after being such a rich country full of resources, how is it that Mugabe has stayed in power so long?
President Mugabe is a political survivor. He has managed to outfox all his political opponents, including the opposition movement for democratic change, with whom he had this testy political marriage during the power-sharing era. But in the 2 years since the elections, he defeated MDC, and now it seems to be Mugabe, Mugabe, Mugabe. But he has managed to outplay all his political rivals, not just within Zimbabwe. When you look to the United States, he will tell you even now that the state of the economy is nothing to do with bad policies. It is illegal Western sanctions by the US and others. But Zimbabweans say what we want is stability, peace, money to be able to buy food, and a way to educate our children. That should be the focus.
Speaking to us from Harare, Zimbabwe, NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton. Thank you very much, Ophebia.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.